From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Richard Moody is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Republican Daphne Jordan of Half Moon launched her 43rd Senate District campaign July 26. Jordan is a member of the Half Moon Town Council and currently serves as a legislative aide to State Senator Kathy Marchione. Marchione announced in April that she will not seek re-election this year. Jordan is now running to replace Marchione, vowing to fight Governor Andrew Cuomo and downstate Democrat legislators on issues she said raises taxes on upstate businesses. Jordan said at a campaign stop at an A. Olms & Sons dairy farm in Valencia this week, and I quote, "As a mother and small businesswoman in the state Senate, I will work hard to strengthen our economy, support job creators, protect taxpayers from the New York City Democrats' agenda of higher taxes and wasteful spending, and preserve our Second Amendment freedoms. I'll fight to increase opportunities, affordability, and security for our middle-class families and seniors. And I will serve as a desperately needed check and balance on Governor Andrew Cuomo and Bill de Blasio and his New York City Democrats as we work to lift our upstate economy and defend our values and way of life that are constantly under attack," end quote. Jordan has received the support of the Columbia County Republican Committee. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. The Daily Freeman is reporting that individuals and families living in Greene County who earn 50% or less of the area median income are eligible to apply for rental assistance through RUPCO's Housing Choice Voucher Program. For a family of four to be eligible, it must have a household income of $33,750 or less. For single people, the income threshold is $23,650. Information is available at www.rupco.org. The program, commonly referred to as Section 8, is underwritten by the Federal Housing and Urban Development Department. This application round is for lottery access to nearly 300 Greene County vouchers. The deadline for Housing Choice Voucher Program applications is 4:30 p.m. August 31st at RUPCO's Greene County office, 175 Water Street in Catskill. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Richard Moody is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Columbia County officials are considering whether to tear down the Bingham Mills Bridge, a span that connects Mill Road to Bingham Mills Road, between the towns of Claremont and Livingston. The bridge has been closed for about 7 years. The members of the Columbia County Board of Supervisors Public Work Committee discussed at a meeting July 25th taking down the bridge rather than reopening it for vehicles and pedestrian traffic. The committee eventually approved a resolution calling for the demolition of the bridge. By Town and County Bridge and Rail Corp. at a cost of more than $127,000. The committee decision came after a petition was circulated in the town of Claremont that collected more than 400 signatures, including local emergency services, in support of reopening the bridge. Claremont Town Supervisor Raymond Statz, who presented the petition to the committee prior to the vote, said the bridge was once used by local emergency services as a shortcut. A petition in favor of the demolition was circulated and collected 33 signatures. Columbia County Engineering Director Dean Knox estimates the cost of reopening the bridge would be anywhere from $600,000 to $700,000. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Patricia Doxies reporting for the Daily Freeman. Three of six beaches in Ulster County have been reopened for swimming. The Ulster County Department of Health said on July 26, Kingston Point Beach, the beach at Ulster Landing Park in the town of Ulster, and Rifton Rec in the town of Esophis were closed last week due to high levels of bacteria in the water and have now been reopened to swimmers. The Rip Van Winkle Beach in Saugerties, the lake at the YMCA's Camp Siwakamano in Shokan, and the Marbletown Beach remain closed. The six beaches were closed July 20th after water quality samples revealed elevated levels of enterococci bacteria. The bacteria is found in human and animal feces and can cause a variety of illnesses and infections, including urinary tract infections and gastrointestinal illnesses. The water tests were repeated on July 24, and based on those results, three beaches were reopened. The water at the beaches that remain closed will be tested again in mid-August. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXE website, WGXE.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a nice weekend.